We're doing the laws of Birkat Kohanim in the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch Mekochaim, and Rav Chaim David HaLevi says, look at how great Birkat Kohanim is. It's a short blessing, and yet it encompasses all possible blessings. So, in truth, he says there have been many commentaries and explanations given to the blessings of Birkat Kohanim, but if you look closely, you'll see within the words that the simple understanding of the words really encompass all forms of blessings. The Kohen begins and says, Yevarechecha Hashem. Hashem should bless you with all the blessings that are explicit in the Torah. Blessed in the city, blessed in the field, blessed in your business, etc. All the blessings should catch up to a person. We have in Parshat Ki Tavoh a list of blessings, and the Magid Miduvna explains Rav Chaim David HaLevi explains when the Kohen says Yivarecha Hashem, he means all the blessings that are explicit in the Torah should come to you. V'yishmerecha Hashem should watch you. That means watch over your assets, your body, watch you from the Yetzer Hara, watch you that others shouldn't take control over you, watch you from all kinds of harm, watch you so that you maintain the covenant, watch for you the future, watch you when you pass away, watch you in the world to come. So that's the first blessing. Boy, that's encompassing. Ya'er Hashem panav elecha, Hashem should enlighten you. That means to enlighten you, that you should have light in your eyes, you should see well, you should have good vision, you should have the light of the Shechina, you should have the light of the Torah. V'chuneka, Hashem should grant you your wishes, and even if you don't deserve it. V'chuneka could mean from the word chen, that Hashem should have you find favor in the eyes of people. V'chuneka could mean Hashem should grant you intellect, understanding, knowledge, morality, wisdom. V'chuneka, Hashem should give you everything for free. Yisa Hashem panav elecha, Hashem should face you, Hashem should accept your prayer. Yisa literally means Hashem should lift his face towards you, which is a way of saying Hashem should accept your prayer. Hashem should remove any anger he has from upon you. V'yasem lecha shalom, and place peace upon you, peace as you enter, peace as you leave, peace in your home, peace with all men, peace within the kingdom of the house of David, and how great is the peace. So this blessing, as we've discussed, encompasses all the human beings' needs in all the different stages of life. It encompasses the physical needs, the spiritual needs, the general needs, the individual needs. So that's the blessing of Birkat Kohanim.